Louisiana's on a hurricane watch already as a storm is expected to form along the Gulf Coast today and is expected to make landfall in Louisiana on Saturday. The National Weather Service saying it has the potential to become a dangerous hurricane. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta holds a news conference yesterday where he defends the controversial plea deal that he helped broker for Jeffrey Epstein, the wealthy financier, in 2008, in which Epstein served just 13 months in prison and was allowed to go to his office for 12 hours a day. Acosta speaks here as Epstein is now facing new federal charges in New York concerning the alleged trafficking of girls as young as 14.
His acts are despicable, and the New York prosecution offers an important opportunity to more fully bring Epstein to justice.
But Acosta is rebuffing continued calls by many Democrats for him to resign as Secretary of Labor. And this is USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The big 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C. cost a lot more than they expected. District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser has asked President Trump to reimburse the $1.7 million his Salute to America 4th of July celebration cost her government. Bowser said the president's event and adjacent First Amendment demonstrations depleted the district's already taxed emergency planning and security fund by nearly $2 million. She also said the Trump administration has yet to reimburse the district the $7.3 million cost related to the 2017 presidential inauguration. The president's salute to America consisted of an assortment of military equipment such as tanks and several flyovers. In anticipation of the cost, the National Park Service diverted nearly $2.5 million for the celebration. The president said before the event that the cost would be little compared to its worth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
California has become the first state in the nation to provide health care to young illegal immigrants. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing the bill into law yesterday that will make illegals age 25 and younger eligible for the state's Medicaid program. State officials expect the plan to cover about 90,000 people at a cost of $98,000. It will apply only to people with incomes low enough to qualify for Medicaid. California law already provides health care to children 18 and younger, regardless of their immigration status. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A second judge denied a Trump administration request to swap out the legal team for a case related to whether a question about citizenship would be included on the 2020 census. U.S. District Court Judge George Hazel again rejected the Department of Justice's request to fully replace the legal team, stating that the proceedings had progressed too far for a new team to take on the case. Hazel's ruling comes a day after U.S. District Judge Jesse Furman wrote that the Justice Department's request was patently deficient and denied the withdrawal of all but two judges. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.